We're learning Masechtas Ma'itkan Davav Medeis. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aimer, Ma'ishkem Esamayim Ilan Ilan. You could drag the water from one tree to another tree. Umavachli Yashkas Kol Asada. But you can't water the entire field. Rashi explains, why could you drag the water from tree to tree? The Havein, Kisnei Beis HaShlochen. The Pseidi Yaseir Ika. Rashi says that the trees are like a Beis HaShlochen. If you don't water the trees, there'll be a tremendous hefsid. And Taisa says the same thing on that Vezim and Aleph. And Taisa there adds that it says Meshchenes Amayim Ilan Ilan rather than Mashkenes Ilanis is Urcha Demil Sinakat. That's the normal way you Mashke Ilanis. So according to Rashi and Taisa, this halacha is a halacha that when you water trees, that's called a Hefsin. You're allowed to water trees in the regular way they water things on Chalamayid. If you go the entire Chalamayid without watering the trees, will be a Hefsin. The Ritva brings a Rashi, which we have here in the Rashi Ksav Yad, in the Izv HaDashas, and in the Rashi on the Rif. Rashi on the Rif is on Daf Beis, and Rashi Ksav Yad is here. That really, watering trees is not a hefsid. So what's the heter? The heter is, it's a malacha without a tircha. Meishkan esamayim mil mil is a different way to be mashka. If you water in the ordinary way, it's aser, because it's like a Beis HaBaal. But if you water in this way, of Meishkem Esamayim Ilan Ilan, so there it's not a Malacha, there's no Tircha involved, and therefore it's Mutter. A whole different Heter. Rashi that we have says it's a Pseida, Tezen HaBeis, says Mamish means you allow to water the trees regular, because it's like Beis HaShlach and it's a Pseida. The Ritva's Rashi, from the Rashi Ksaviyah, the Rashi on the Rif, says Vakeit, not a Pseida. The reason why is because Malachas Chalamay needs a tercha, this is not a tercha. Chay another makar to what we spoke about on that Beis and Midbeis, that even if something is from the 39 Malachas, but if it's not a tercha, it doesn't become Asur and Chalamay. So that's two Mahalchim in Meshkin as a Mayim Ilan Ilan. Now what does it mean to Mavashla Yashka as a Sada, it's called a Sada? So Rashi says it's two Mahalchim in Sada Beis HaBaal. And Rashi and Avbeis adds to that it's Harvacha. And Harvacha is Asa, because you need Pseida. So we're talking about regular watering fields. And Rashi's Mashma, the field has two things. The field has trees, and that's a Pseida, Ladas Rashi. And the field has Zroam, and that's not a Pseida. You could go to the Chalamayid without watering the Zroam, it's a Beis HaBaal, and therefore it's Asa. The Nemuke Yosef is Mashma, that the case of not the Kol Asada Kula, is the pshat, we're talking about a ste'ilon, the arnos run. The pshat is that what needs watering? The tree itself. To water the entire field for the trees, that is not necessary for the hefsid. That's overkill. That's also a chalamayit. The Mugyesa doesn't read this as clearly. The Magen Mishnah says it b'shem the Rizgeis very clearly. Now we're talking about there's no yirakas, there's no zram, all there is trees. It's a beis hashlachim. And it's teaching what's the pseida. To schlep the water to the tree, that's pseida. Anything else is not necessary. Now you could really say another pshat, that alpi the pshat that the Ritva's Rashi, that Meshkan Esamayim Ilan Leilan, is also not pseida. It's just not a malacha, because there's no tircha. So then, Avaliashkas Kalasada Kula is because there's tircha. They're both talking about watering the trees, but there's two ways to water the trees. By Meshkan Esamayim Ilan Leilan, even though there's no pseida, it's mutter according to this pshat, because it's not a tayrich, it's not a malacha. Hashkas kol asad, that's also for the trees. And it's also just for avacha, but that's already a tircha, that's already a malacha. Now here's the lashon of Rambam. Periches halacha gemal ilchus yamtif. Umayishin esamayim ilan ilan, umavach liyashkas kol asad. That's the words in the Mishnah. Then he says, umayisad alacha, mutalashkas is kulay, that's the Gemara Mitanenis, we'll get to that. And then he says, we'll get to that, Be'ezus Hashem. And he writes, Shekoldvarim Elum, L'charim meaning, Meishkim Esamayim Le'il Le'ilan, and the Meishasad Alacha, and Me'bitzim Esasada, Eimem Terech Yesu does not have an extra tircha. So the Lashon sounds like the difference between Meishkim Esamayim Le'il Le'ilan and Le'yashkas Kol Asada is that Meishkim Esamayim is tircha, and Le'yashkas is not tircha. So according to the Ritva's Rashi, it's very good. The Rambam is saying the heter, even though there's no pseida. Stam! Kalei le'im b'terech yeis, it's mutter without pseida. So that's what Pshat was saying. Didn't see this very clearly in any other Rishon, but Lachari that follows, according to the Ritvaz Rashi, that the heter of Meishim Nesamayim is because there's no Tircha, so B'yashkes Kol Asada, the Chilag is that there is Tircha. And Lachari, that's the Rambam, unless you say the Rambam does need Pseida, but even Pseida, if there's a lot of Tircha, it's Aser, and that sounds like what the Magen Mishnah holds, and we're going to explain all that a little bit later in the Shia. So Beka, what did we say till now? That Meishim Nesamayim Il Nil is a Shail, is a Mutal Pseida, is because it's not a Tircha, the two Rashis, the Rashi and the Rashi of the Ritva. And Layashkas Kol Asada, Rashi learns it means the Parsha the Din, you're not Mashka Asada Beis Habal, that's how Rashi learns. It could be talking about a Stei Ilan, but also the Meishkan HaSamayim is necessary for the Ilan for Hefzid Dashka, not? Or you could say, if Meishkan HaSamayim is not a Malacha, so not a Tayrach, so Yashka is a Tayrach. Now the Mishnah goes further. Zeram Shlai Shashluf Ne'amayim Layashka Memayim. If the Zeram weren't watered before Chalamayim, before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to water them on Yom Tov. Mashma, if you did water them before, you are allowed to water them on Yom Tov. And what's the chilek? So Rashi says, if you didn't constantly water them before Yom Tov, then it's not upsaid anymore if you're not mashka b'mayid. Right? If the Zeram get used to being watered constantly, and then you don't water them on mayid, then there's upsaid. If the Zeram anyway aren't watered, they develop a resilience, and there's no upsaid if you don't water them b'mayid. That's what's mashma in Rashi. The Mir Yosef adds, and if there is a Pseida, there already is a Pseida, so it's not even going to help you to water them. But the Rambam says differently. The Rambam, Hilchos Yantiv Perches Halacha Dalet, says the following. Zeram Shlei Shasu Milifnei Moed Liashkim Moed Vimnei Shein Shichem Mayim Rabim V'yavol Adei Teirach Yosef. If you didn't water them before Moed, then it's going to need a lot of water on Moed. So that's a Tircha. And the Kesef Mishnah says, V'kol Di Tircha Yisei Rafil Makam Seida Leitachina. So the Rambam states as I. Zeram is always a Pseida. What's the difference if you water them? According to Rashi, if you don't water them before Mayid, then it's not a Pseida. If you do water them before Mayid, it is a Pseida. According to the Rambam, Zeram is always a Pseida. But if you water them before Mayid, then there won't be such a Tircha. Doesn't need so much water. If you didn't water them before the Mayid, then there'll be an unusual Tircha. And that's Aser. The Rambam Pesh Mishnais seems to be saying that. Zeram Shashasuf Neim Mayid says Zeram Leashka Mayim Neishvishat Shichim Mayim Rabim. Meaning, even if it's a pseida. But if you learn this way, the Achrayim, the Rishon Litzion, the Karinayim, and the Sfas Emes, they all are bothered. The Gemara in that Beza and Aleph want them. Who's the Tan of the Mishnah Beza Shlachim? Mashke Beza Shlachim Emayid, Beza Shlachim in because it's pseida, Beza Baal because of Achalai. But you're not allowed to use make a Shammah and make Kilayim, and even the pseida you can't do Tercha. The Gemara says, maybe it's Rebbe Zeben Yankov. The Gemara says, no, we only see in Rebbe Zeben Yankov that you need Pseida. We don't see in Rebbe Zeben Yankov is a problem of Tircha. L'chai, according to the Rambam, yeah, of course you see there's a problem of Tircha. Zeram Shashasuf Neim Moed Le'ashkem Moed is a problem of Tircha. Rambam Shapella, how the Rambam can learn the Gemara that Beis Zeman Aleph, that Chayin Amas Kasha, the Rishon Litzion, the Karen Erin, the Sfas Emes. Now, there seems to be a third shot, because the Muki Yosef brings the Raiva that says, Venerally, Shem Ir Einis Bem Lefnei Moed Shuchal Ashkaisam, the Ravid says, seems to me that if the reason why you did not water them before the Mayid is because of an Einus that happened, you were Einus, you couldn't do it, so then you are allowed to do it by Mayid. The only time that you're not allowed to do it by Mayid is if you were lazy or you forgot. Now, L'chura, if he holds like Rashi, that any time you didn't water for Mayid, it's not a Pseida, or he holds like the Rambam, that any time you didn't water them before the Mayid, it's a big Tircha. So what's the difference? Why you didn't water them? Either way, now it's not a Pseida L'Rashi, now it's a big Tircha L'Rambam. What's the difference if you're an Einus, or you forgot, or you're an Esatzel, you were lazy? So L'Chayr, Pasha Taich and the Raivit is, that it's telling you there's a special het if you're to water Yisram, so you shouldn't come with a Pseida. But if you don't water them before the Mayid, so come dice. You're like Mechavin Malachta Lamayid. Obviously, you decided that your Zeram don't need so much water, and you only want to water them sporadically, so then don't do them Mechalamayid. We're not going to tell you, if you're the type that waters them every single day, so we're going to be Mata Chalamayid as a Pseida. But if you anyway don't care so much about your Yerachis, and you didn't water them before the Mayid, so come dice, you planned on watering them when you have time by the Mayid, that's like Kivim Malachta Lamayid. So Mela, if you're an Einus, so that wouldn't apply. And the Mimi already says it's time of Kivim Lach Nalamayid. So the Chayyad, that's a Pshan in the Raivid. Then I saw afterwards The Darkei Moshe brings this whole Muki Yosef Hashem derived, that makes a chilik between if you're an Oynes or not, and if you're an Oynes, it's Mutter. And he says, Nira Midivei Rambam, that now like the Ravid, V'chein Nira Midivei Rashi. I think the Rambam and Rashi all now like the Rambam. So Frank Deli Rambam, where do you have a Rambam? Where does the Rambam say anything, whether you're an Oynes or Shechel, the Rambam, Rashi, where is this? What do you mean that the Rambam and Rashi seem to hold not like the Ravid? What do they say? What do they talk about this? They say the same thing the Mishnah says. So the Sharet Zion, Mishnah Berurah, in the Sharet Zion, Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin Eis Aleph, explains the Darkei Moshe. Mamish the way we said, that if you're all like Rashi, that it's not a Pseida. So what's the difference if you're an Einis? It's right, they're not a Pseida. If you're all like the Rambam, it's a big Tircha. What's the difference if you're an Einis? It's right, a big Tircha. Elamai the Ravid holds of a different time. Like we said for the Meiri, Kivim Lachta Lamayid. But the Rambam and Rashi's time wouldn't stim to make any chiluk between Einis and Shikha. So couldn't they three time him in the chiluk between the reason why if you're not mashkenem before the maid, you're not mashkenem a maid. Rashi says because there's no pseida, the Rambam says because it's too big of a tircha, and the Ravid holds because the Kivim Lachta Lamayid, and therefore by an Einis you don't have it. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Im Hoysa Sodom Mutunenes Mutter. If the field was wet, then it's mutter. So here also have a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam about the pshat. Rashi says, the reason why is, because if a field was wet, and Rashi adds in, and it dried, Shemaisa Sodom Mutunenes Lacha, V'yavsha, and it dried, Mutter Lashkaisa. Even though it's a Sodom Vesaval, but a Sodom Vesaval normally doesn't need irrigation. But if it gets used to having irrigation, then it becomes a pseida. Similar to what Rashi says about Yerakis. Rashi apparently holds, if you normally irrigate things and then you stop suddenly, that makes a pseida. If it normally doesn't need the irrigation, then there won't be a pseida. So that's a linz of sada mitanenis. We're talking about a sada vesabal. But if it's fully irrigated before the maid and all of a sudden it dries up, then you need to water it, then it's a pseida. The Rambam, that we quoted before, the Rambam says, Meshu Samayim Ilan Ilan, who vashli asks kala sada, v'mhoysa sada lacha mutalashkas is kula, and he adds, and he says at the end, like we said before, shekol dvarim eilu ein bem teiruch yoser. L'chaya, especially if you learned the Rambam correctly, that Meshu Samayim Ilan Ilan means that it's not a malacha because it doesn't have a tircha, so that's sada mitunenes. Sada mitunenes is not a malacha because it's missing tircha. It's an irrigated field. You don't need much, and memela, the extra water you're putting in doesn't have a din of a malacha. So the Sharet Zion, in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Zayin Sivkan Chafei, says an interesting thing. He says, according to Rashi, that the Yisayda Davar is, that since it was Mitunenes, therefore becomes Ibsayda, so the case is now it's not Mitunenes. The case is, it was Mitunenes. It was constantly wet, and all of a sudden now it dried up. So now it's Ibsayda. According to Rambam Fakert, and my son means now it's mitunenes. Since it's irrigated, the sod is generally speaking irrigated. It's wet. So male, there's no issa to yamashka because it's not a teirich anymore. Now the Gaon adds another interesting thing. The Gaon says Rashi again l'shitase. Rashi holds the sod in question is a stei beisabal. So Rashi is telling you a chiddush in stei beisabal. Mitzis the chiddush. Normally a stei beisabal does not need rain. It's not called a hefsid. But a sudden mitunenes, a steves abal, which is wet, and then it becomes dries up, now it needs rain. The Rambam is learning mitum and a stei ilan. Like we said before, the layashk is called a sudden kula, according to the Rambam, means all you have is trees. Mashka samayim ilan le ilan is the pshat, that's not a teirich. To be mashka kol a sudden is a teirich. If it's lacha, so then it's not a teirich. Even to be mashka the whole sudden. And the Gaon points out that Turin the Muki Yosef, he points it out here in the Gaon in the Gemara as well, the Turin the Muki Yosef don't learn that we're talking about a Sada altogether. They learn too many Yerakais. It says Yerakais. That you weren't Mashia Shaslef Neimayin. Layashkim Neimayin. Even if you didn't water them, but it's a Sada Mitanenis, you have that same Maila of Mashka Isim Kaidemayin. Which there also, you can learn Larashi Kedisle, Laramim Kedisle, right? We explained earlier in this year, that Zeram Shle Shasuf Neimayid Liashka Memayid, Rashi says because it's not a Pseida, and the Rambam holds because it's a Tircha. It's a Tircha Yisera. So now, Sada Mitunenes, according to Rashi, is a Pseida. According to Rambam, is not such a Tircha. Even if you weren't Mashkit, but it's Sada Mitunenes. It had its own Ashka. That's how the term of Kesef learned. The Gaon sounds like he's saying that according to them, it wouldn't apply to a Sada altogether. We're not discussing a Sada. So according to Rashi, we're discussing a Sada based Abal. And the point is that by a Sada Mitunenes and it's Yavsha, it needs water, same thing like a Beis HaShlachin. According to the Rambam, we're discussing a Sada Ilan. And the point is, since it's Mitunenes, it's not a Tircha. And according to the term of Yosef, we're discussing Yerakais. And Yerakais, already the Mishnah said, there's a Chalitin Shaslof Ne'amayit, and Lai Shaslof Ne'amayit, whether you learn it's Al Pseido or you learn it's Al Tircha. And it's telling you that Mitunenes has that same din as Shaslof Ne'amayit, and you're allowed to. And we're not discussing Sada altogether, the din wouldn't apply to Sada Lefizah. Now the Gemara discusses it, brings the Braisa, brings the Machlekes, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, and the Rabbanan. And the end of the Gemara says the following, Amr Avina, Shmami no, hai tarbitza shari le tarbitza v'chal demayit. What's a tarbitza? A tarbitza, Rashi says, is a gina. But others say, it's a type of gina which has a lot of shade. It doesn't need so much hashka. No discussion in the Rishonim exactly what it is. And he says, it's mutal le tarbitza v'chal demayit. And there's two pshatim in the Gemara. What the next Gemara, how to read the next Gemara. Is it Ravina talking? Or is it Akash on Ravina? Rashi learns, he's saying like this. It's mutter, you know why? Because sadi garid maitama. Why is sadi garid mutter? The afle mashle charefa. Because the late ones are going to become early ones. Hachanami afle mashle charefa. Here also, the late ones are going to become early ones. So, Ravina's talking. Ravina's saying, since you see sadi garid is mutter, so huadin tarbitza. So the Braisa said, ey mashkin sadi garid b'mayid, and the chacham matirim b'zeh u'b'zeh. So it's a machlokes if sadi garid is mutter or not. So according to this pshat, Ravin is being arrived from sadi garid. Vaisis, he's paskins that it's mutter. He paskins like the chacham. That sadi garid is mutter. And he says, who adin tavitz is mutter? And that's the maskana sagamari. Now this is the pshat of Rashi in the Balamar. Taisis initially says his pshat. And the Ramban brings his pshat in the Muhammad's b'shem the Bahag. But there's another pshat that Taisus brings from the Rach, and this is the pshat of the Rif and the Rush, and the Ramban and the Mechamis agrees with this pshat, that Fakir, that Sadi Garid, the Gemara is saying, Akasha on Ravina. Ravina said, Hai Shemaim and Azbisa Shalbisa B'mayadam, and Pashas is learning out from Zoram Sheshasul of Ne'amayin, so Gemara says, no, it's not true. Because Sadi Garid, my Tama, why Sadi Garid Aser? Because Afla Mashle Charva. Because not a Pseida. Well, this is Arvacha. So Achanami, Afa Mashma Charfa, Melech Aser. Since the Braisa says that the guard is Aser, who would then Tarbisa is Aser? So let's go into both these two pshatim. The first pshat is Ravina's being arrived from Sadi Garid. So what's Ravina saying? Rashi's Mashma, there's one broad machlekes. We had this earlier in the Avezim and Aleph. Do you need Pseida to be Matur Chalamayid? Or is Arvacha also Matur Chalamayid? That's the pshat in the Mishnah Vacham Matirim Bezeo Bezeo. Rashi says, "Hainu Kareb Meir, Damal El Mashkim and Afilu Sada Beisabal. All you need is Arvacha, and the same thing with the Sada Garin. It goes like the Chachamim, the Lekab Seida, Afilu Achishar LaHashkaisa. Who are then here? So this is the Machlekes Tanan. Is Hashkaz Ram only Mutter by Seida, even by Arvacha? And the Psak Halacha is according to Ravina that even Arvacha. So who are then the Tarbitza? We have Arvacha. You'll have to be Mashkit." That's Rashi's sugya. The Baal Amar, who also holds like Rashi that Ravina is being a raya, that since Sada Garid is mutter, who would then tabitz is mutter? But he learns that the chachamim of the Braisa, that a matter tabitza, is because they hold that's also pseida. They hold that afli mashle charfa is a dim pseida. The machlaikis is afli mashle charfa pseida or avacha, that's the machlaikis. So Ravina is being a raya, it's called pseida. Just like you find that Sadi Garid is a Pseida, according to Rabbanan. Who then Tabitz is a Pseida. Now, Taisus is very interesting. Taisus didn't want to say like Rashi, that Ravina is mat, even there's no Pseida. He brings a Rai from Ravina before, about Madlin, Lirakis, Tel Eichlam, the Paisan, Aser. You see, Ravina himself holds you need Pseida. And also, Mishus, Rablezer, Menyankov, Kavanaki, Taisus holds. Savad, do we have to pass him Pseida? So Taisus says, the Rai is like this. We're talking about Marbitzin. Marbitzin's not much of a tircha. Right? Like we're saying, there's this heter of not much of a tircha. But since there are banan a matter by a sadi garid, even to do a tircha vashka, Who would then acquaint Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov be mutter to do al kapanim harbatza? Now it's not clear if the site of the heter is because it's not a malacha. So why do you need the rabbanan? Why do you need afli mashle chayfa? And if the site of the heter is that this malacha is mutter, so why attack is a mutter? The rabbanan a matter because they don't need pseida. But if you need pseida, why is attack a mutter? Where is this midr rabbanan nishma l'didan? That since according to Rabbanan Ashka is mutter, so according to us Arbatz is mutter. Shtikl pela. Well, the chari means like this. Even a non-malacha, like Harbatza, which is much less of a tircha, they're not going to be matter if it's for no reason. They're only going to matter if it's for some reason. So that Ravina says, you see the Rabbanan will matter even a malacha gemura for this reason. Right? This is a good enough reason to be matter malacha gemura for the Rabbanan, then it'll be good enough reason to mat the malacha b'loy teirech, even according to us. As that l'chura Taisus means. Then Taisus says, even a shver zach, that the machlokes by sad the garit is, Reb Elazar and Yaakov arguing by afli mashle charfa, the Tanakhama considers it harvacha, and that's why it's aser, and the Rambanan hold, lav hainu harvacha, the yesh ayav yeser afla, the yesh gemarim yeser, the yuna gemarim yeser, of shalom b'tayiv, some like later ones better. That's a whole new machlokes. They both agree that without that avach is aser, but this is the machlekes. If sadeh garit is mutter or not, Avlezim Yaakov holds it's aser because it's avacha, and the rabbanon holds it's mutter because it's not avacha. Some people like afla, some people like harfa. The pella is if it's not avacha, so koshkin it should be aser. There's no reason for it. Shtikl pella, what Taisus is saying, not so clear. I think some achrayim want to say, if there's no harvacha, that makes it ice malacha. But l'chay l'gabe Shabbos and Yantiv, you certainly wouldn't say that. You have to say l'gabe chalamayit, if you're not gaining from it, then it's not a malacha somehow. Sarachim b'chalzeh. But this is the first pshat. So again, the first pshat, Ravina is being arrived from Sadeh Garit. According to Rashi, it's because he's paskening that you don't need pseida. According to the Baal Amor, he's paskening that afla mashle charfa is pseida. According to Taisus, he's saying that by Ashka you would need Pseida, but by Marbitzin then you won't need Pseida. But since there are Bana Matar Ashka, even though there's no Pseida, we'll at least be Matar Marbitzin. There's all the first pshat. Now the second pshat was saying, it's Faket. Ravina was Matar, and they want to argue on Ravina. You're saying, Shmami no, it's Mutar. No, Sade Garit is Asr. Why? Because Afel Mashal Chayf is not called Pseida. So who would then, Tabitza should be like, Sade Garit, which is Aser. So the Shail is, what's a Shaklitai? Why did Avinu hold its mutter? What did he see? What was Avinu's Shmamina its mutter? Why? So the Shainim say, because he was matter like Sade Metunenis. Like Sade Metunenis is mutter, who didn't have beats is like a Sade Metunenis. But what's the Vart? So the Ramban says like this, that Avinu holds that just like Sade Metunenis is called a Davar Avud, so Tabitza also held was called a Davar Avud. And the Gemara Ben Araya that since Sade Garit is not called a Davar Avid, so the Mitzvah is not called a Davar Avid. But you have to look in the Ramban to get the Pratim. Why Ravina wanted to call it a Davar Avid, and where you see from Sade Garit that it's not called a Davar Avid. A little technical. The Ritva says like this. The Ritva says that Ravina thought that the heter of Sade Metunenis was because it's not a Malacha, like we said from the Rambam. Ravina thought the heter son of Tanis was any time there's no tirch, it's not a malacha, and that's why he was matter tabitza. On that, the Gemara said, no, Sunday Garit has the same thing. It's also not a tircha. Elamai, even though it's not a tircha, it's still aser. So who within tabitza, even though it's not a tircha, it's still aser. You need pseida. In other words, Ravina held that you can matter with pseida al kapanim, a small thing that's not really a malacha shel tirch. And the Gemara is arguing, and he says, you see from Sunday Garit that you can't. So it comes out we have four shittas. Rashi holds that Ravina's matter because you don't need pseida, and that's the maskana. The Baal Amar holds Ravina's matter, and that's the maskana, but because Ravina says it's called pseida. Chayav HaShash is called pseida. The Ramban holds Ravina held it was called pseida, but we're arguing on Ravina. We hold it's not called pseida. And the Ramban holds, the Ritva holds that even Ravina wanted the matter because it's not a tircha, and we're asking if it's not a tircha, it's aser when there's no pseida. Now the Rambam, in Ilchus Yad de Perches Loch Gimel, we quoted it before. Let's quote it again in full. Umayishkem esamayim ilon ilon nevashli yashkes kol asad. That's the first says. V'imayis asad alach amut alashkes is kula. That's other metunetis. And then he says, "Rabitzin es a sadim and mayid." So called Rameil ein bem teruch yaser. So the Rambam is matter to yimayishch the mayim ilan ilan. He's matter sadim betenenis, and he's matter rabitzim es a sadim. So the Raven asks the kasha, if you're passing like a blazer in Yankov, because I see that you're passing mayishch mayim sadim, but we've actually asked it's called a sadim kula. Also, the next Rambam in Alach Adalat says, "Zoram shleishas lofnei mayid leyashkim mayid." So why are you passing like Ravina? Why are you paskening that mebitzin is nesadim b'mayid? You're paskening like a blessed ben Yankov. So why did you say mebitzin is nesadim b'mayid? And that was the amount of shach. If you hold, like Rashi's pshat, that we pasken like Ravina, Ravina's bringing a rai from Sadi Garin, so you should pasken that Sadi Garin's muti. You should pasken you're allowed to be mashkes called the Sada. You should pasken that you're allowed to be mashke the Yerakais that will lay shasul with neimayid. They're a bunu of matter. Elamai. You pass like a Lezer and Yankov. In other words, you holding that the Gemara is arguing on Ravina, so the Gemara is a kasha on Ravina, so why do you pass him like Ravina? Why do you pass him at Bitzin Sadim B'mayit? As I affect the Raiva the kasha. So the Magen Mishnah says that this Mabitzin is a Sadim B'mayit is different than the Gemara's Tarbitza. The Gemara is talking about the Tarbitza, which is not a Hefzit. That's only Afel Mashna Charfa. But here we're talking about Bitzin Shlachim. And he brings a Gemara in that final from base, and Rabitzin Sadeim Shadigya Ainus Amayim Shalai, which is a Hefsa, it was talking about an Oval. And you see this Rabitzin in the regular Sada. But Lefina Magamish's Pshat, they were talking about a Pasha de Beis Ashlachim, so what does the Rambam mean when he says, Shekol Zayim Beit Terech? You're going to have to say, all these cases are Hefsit. Meishkinus Amayim Ilm Ilm is Hefsit. Uvashli Ashkas Asada is because it's not a Hefsit. And the Meish Asada Lacha is Hefsit. And Mabitzim is Asada Mu'ayit is Hefsit. Kol Eila Ein Ben Teirich means that even when it's Hefzit, you can't have a Teirich Yisera. That's the Taitch of the Rambam. But on the Mepharshim, most notably the Radvaz, in his Chuvis, Chelik Vav, Sim Beis Lofim Kav Samachay, he holds that, no, the Rambam is saying clearly that Smut even without a Hefzit. That's what the Rambam is saying. Kol Eila Ein Ben Shem Teirich means you don't need Hefzit. Like we said before, Meshkus Maim Il Il is like the Radvaz Rashi. That's not called the tircha, it's mutter even by avachim without pseida. And the same thing, sadim mitenenes. Like we said, since it's already irrigated, samela, there's no big tircha, and it's mutter because not a mlacha shal tircha. And that's why Ravina's matter to be my bitzin. So how is he learning pshat in the Gemara? So I think he's learning like Tosfos. It doesn't say this clearly, but I think so. Ravina says, shmaimina it's mutter, because you see sadi garid, even though sadi garid is only hashka, which is a tirch, is only mutter koin terabanan. But Ravina is saying, but I'll call upon him, marbinsin, which is not a tirch, that we mutter even lididan. And that's the pshat in the Rambam. So that's the fifth pshat. Taisa's pshat, which the Rambam holds of. That Ravina's, the reason for Ravina's mutter is because it's not a malacha. He's bringing a raya from Sadi Garid, mina rabanan ishma lididan. The rabanan will mat the Sadi Garid even with the malacha, because afla mashna chayfa. We can at least be met when it's not a malacha because of Afla Mashal Chaifa, and that's the fifth pshat in Ravina.